Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero for another edition of Health Suites. Today we talk to Dr. Kylie Lowe, Consultant, Division of Medical Oncology, National Cancer Centre, Singapore. Good afternoon and thank you for joining us.
It's great to be here, Clarissa.
Okay, you are specifically an oncologist for breast cancer, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
As a woman, this is obviously something that is a concern to every one of us. A lot of us know someone, an aunt, a mother, a sister, a friend who has suffered from breast cancer. So what are the early signs we should be looking for?
Well, the most common early sign is a breast lump.
Okay.
But aside from having a breast lump, mm-hmm. sometimes women can experience nipple discharge or even bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, also lumps around the neck area as well as under the armpit
okay.
as well.
Under the armpit, that would be for lymph nodes?
Lymph nodes, yes. Exactly.
What about in the neck?
In the neck area, because the lymph nodes in the lower neck area also drain from the breast as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be related to the breast as well.
What is one of the biggest problems that you see with women perhaps thinking that there is a problem but not really wanting to come and deal with it? You know, if I don't know, then it's not a problem, right?
That is really a common issue, and that is really a common challenge that we face in Singapore, mm-hmm. and in fact in Asia, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that that's getting better. The government is putting in a lot of measures to raise awareness,
mm-hmm.
and people are starting to understand better about breast cancer and seeking help early. Yeah.
Right. There are several different types of breast cancer treatments. I mean, surgery, radiation therapy, chemotherapy, hormone therapy, targeted therapy. I mean, for a layman like myself, that really is just a jumble of words.
Yes.
Do you want to sort of give us an overview of the,
sure.
the different treatments?
It can be very confusing
mm-hmm.
And very daunting for the patient for
right.
the, and their loved ones. But if we can simply look at cancer from a perspective of is this early cancer or is this late cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, most of the cancers or breast cancers that we see is early stage breast cancer.
Okay.
So if someone is diagnosed with early stage breast cancer, the goal of treatment is cure. Okay. The goal of treatment is to rid this woman of the breast cancer and to prevent the cancer from coming back in the future. So if we think about cure, the most important treatment of all is surgery to
okay.
remove the breast cancer. And from the surgery, we can ascertain what type of breast cancer this is and what exactly is the risk of the breast cancer coming back. Because we know breast cancer is not one disease, but a range of diseases.
Okay.
And we know also different women have different risk of relapse as well.
Mm-hmm.
So for women at high risk of relapse, we certainly have to consider giving additional treatment after surgery. And the purpose of this treatment really is to eradicate any microscopic cancer that has spread from the breast
okay.
itself. And it is this microscopic spread that actually leads to relapse of breast cancers in the future,
you know, okay.
if someone is not is unlucky. So in terms of the additional treatments, sometimes we use radiotherapy,
mm-hmm.
but also we use chemotherapy, anti-hormone treatments, as well as targeted treatments, depending on the type of breast cancer that that we are facing in that woman.
Does age play a part? Is it a factor in determining which treatment?
Well, it does to a certain extent, especially if our patient is above 70 years old, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But most women who are under 70 years old are fit enough to have curative treatment.
And is it a combination, or do you do treatments in tandem with each other, or is it one after another?
It's usually one after the other. So the usual process is surgery is first,
mm-hmm.
and after they've recovered from surgery, we will ascertain, does this woman need chemotherapy or not?
Okay.
And if she does, then of course we start off with chemotherapy first, after which, if she needs radiation, then we progress to radiotherapy, and after which, then we start any anti-hormone treatments if needs be.
Okay. We're talking to Dr. Kylie Low, Consultant, Division of Medical Oncology, National Cancer Centre, Singapore. If someone has been diagnosed with breast cancer, whatever the stage is, what is the first thing that you worry about? The mental readiness to tackle the surgery, the cure, the treatments? What are you most worried about immediately after they've been diagnosed?
I suppose that coming from a woman's perspective, it's always very daunting and traumatic even to, to be told that they have breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So I find that it's really important that they have adequate supports, you know, be it the husband or sibling or even good friends to actually come to the appointments with them. Mm-hmm. And that will certainly help them, you know, through their cancer journey.
Okay. How can patients return to some level of normalcy after they've completed their treatments? Is it a cure? Do they get cured?
So, yes, they do get cured. We are seeing an increasing number of survivors from breast cancer. In fact, most of our patients actually survive.
Okay.
If you think about it, nowadays, most breast cancers are diagnosed early, unfortunately, stage one, stage two.
Right.
And if you think about if you look at the survival rates, they are quite impressive. Stage one breast cancer has a 5-year survival rate of 90%, and stage 2 breast cancer survival rate of 80%. So most patients do actually get cured. Mm-hmm. Although the treatments that we give our patients, although they are improving, they are certainly becoming longer. For example, the anti-hormone treatments for hormone-driven breast cancers.
How are these administered? Are they pills?
Pills.
Okay.
They are pills, yeah.
So you're talking about a longer term of being...
A longer term of...
On a medication.
On medications, and which, I guess, dovetails to the point where, you know, these women, yes, they're getting cured from the cancer, mm-hmm. but they're taking pills for longer, and perhaps some of them may actually experience late effects from the treatments that we actually give our patients.
Is there a possibility that some of these long-term oral medications, their hormone therapies, might create other medical problems?
Yes. Despite the effectiveness of the treatments, of the anti-hormone treatments mm-hmm. in curing breast cancer or preventing relapse, they are associated with certain long-term health problems. Most of the anti-hormone treatments work by depriving the woman's body of estrogen. And we know that estrogen is very important for general health as mm-hmm. well as bone health as well. So one of the common problems that women face is worsening in bone health in the long term, but also other things that related to the lack of hormones, like fatigue, hot flushes, mood disorders and things like that. But now we're moving to a stage where we can actually treat these problems. Women don't have to accept these issues. They don't have to suffer in silence. We can actually help them.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yes.
Now, like I started by saying, most of us women know somebody who has suffered from breast cancer.
Yes.
Now, if we in turn think that we might be high risk, a sister, a mother, an aunt, a grandparent had breast cancer, are there ways that we can prevent it from happening to us? Are there things that we need to watch with our diet, with exercise, that we can do to lessen our chances of getting it?
So you asked a very good question, which is also a common question that breast cancer survivors often ask.
Okay.
How can I reduce my risk of getting another breast cancer, or how can my sister reduce her risk of getting a breast cancer in the future? Well, there are things that you can do. Exercise is really important.
Okay.
Exercise has been shown in multiple studies to have an anti-cancer effect.
Wow, really?
Really, really. But unfortunately, exercise is not often the easiest thing to do.
No.
taking a pill is easier, but exercise does work.
Okay. Any specific kinds of exercises, more cardio-based or yoga? What kind of exercises?
So, good question. So, there are two types of exercises that women can do. Mm. One is aerobic exercises.
Okay.
So, exercises that raise that raises the heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, brisk walking, jogging, or even dance aerobics like Zumba.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is strength training exercises. So things like weights or also using resistant bands exercises as well. But when it comes to strength training exercises, it's probably best that women actually do it under the guidance of a physiotherapist or even a trained exercise specialist.
And what about food? Are there things that we should avoid or that we should have more of in our diet to help along?
Food, million-dollar question. So we generally don't tell women or we don't give women prescriptive diets. Mm-hmm. You know, this you can't eat, that you can't eat and all that. Because the likelihood of failure of a prescriptive diet is probably close to 100%.
Okay. That's not good odds.
No. But look, I mean, it's good to have some basic guidance. Like, okay. You know, you should try to have foods that are rich in plant-based foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like vegetables, fruits, and all that. And to reduce the intake of red meats and as well as processed foods.
I see.
Yes.
Yes, I've heard this one before. I'm, of course, you know, like most humans, I'm quite stubborn, but yes, I've heard that one before.
So am I, actually. But we do know there is increasing evidence, mm-hmm, that red meats as well as processed foods are carcinogenic.
Okay.
But not to say you can't have your occasional steak or, you know, your diet coke.
Just not very, very just well not, done.
Yes, and just not that much.
And not too often. Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Kylie Low, Consultant, Division of Medical Oncology, National Cancer Centre Singapore, for coming and talking to us. I'd like to say that I hope I never see you again.
I hope I never see you as well.
I hope I never see you in a professional capacity.
Yes.
Thank you so much for talking
Welcome
to us.
Welcome, and it's a pleasure to be here.
On Money FM 89.3.